Hey everybody, it's me, Ed Carbajal, mixed martial arts analyst for frontproofmedia.com. You can see my stuff over at Frontproof Media, Sure Dog, my MMA news, and on my site, theblogboardjungle.com. So, talking to you after the UFC London event and after St. Patrick's Day, so if I got a little extra bass in my voice, that's the hangover. But, yeah. So UFC London was one of those cards, and I mentioned it in my recording with Matt Hawkins, if you listen to the last episode, how these cards that people knock before they happen, that there's not too much advertising or fanfare, and then especially when they're on Fight Pass, people are kind of like, meh. They wind up being super exciting. I think there was like almost all finishes on this card. I mean, I know it wasn't all finishes, maybe there was like two or three fights that went to decision. One of them was a little controversial. Could have gone the other way. I think it was Tarion Ware. No. Again, I'm hungover, so my recollection's not that good. But, yeah, it's definitely a good event. If you didn't see it and you have Fight Pass, you could definitely watch the replay. But if you haven't heard by now, Fabricio Werdum looks like he lost a little fire in his engine in the fourth round against Volkov, who was a big dude. There was a lot of, he did a lot of takedowns, and there's a lot of close submissions, but one thing they mentioned that, I don't think I knew it, but Volkov was a training partner of Werdum's when he was preparing to fight Matt Brown, so he kind of was familiar with his game, was able to avoid a lot of his submissions, so definitely, you know, the guard is changing in mixed martial arts. You look at a fight like that, you look at what happened with Brian Ortega and Frankie Edgar and Thug Rose and Joanna, you know, like the guard is changing in MMA. I mean, Joanna's still kind of like the newer era, so that rematch next month will be worth watching. But yeah, if you didn't watch it, and then John Blackowitz and Jimmy Manoa, that's definitely, if you're going to watch any fight, watch that fight. But UFC London Fight Pass was in the middle of the day yesterday before I began my St. Patrick's Day festivities. Definitely worth watching. Probably when my mind wakes up a little more, I'll have some pieces out on the outlets I mentioned. But yeah, it was definitely a good fight. Good fights. I watched the whole event, and it was over by like 7:30, 8 o'clock my time on the East Coast. So if you guys are in recovery mode today, it's definitely worth watching if you missed the event yesterday because you're out. So yeah, UFC London, it was a Fight Pass event. Definitely a lot of standout fights. Darren Till, they made the announcement the Liverpool event's coming in May 27th, I believe. So, it was a good day. Middle of the day MMA is never bad. Then you get to go out and enjoy your night, and you're not missing anything. So, that's pretty much it for the weekend recap. We'll be doing another episode with Matt Hawkins later in the week. Now, I'll back that up on here, but it's going to be on YouTube and eventually become its own thing. So, please tune in, listen, let me know. Feedback, criticism is always welcome. Thanks again for listening. Enjoy your Sunday. Hey everybody, it's me, Ed Carbajal, mixed martial arts analyst for frontproofmedia.com. You can see my stuff over at Frontproof Media, Sure Dog, my MMA news, and on my site, theblogboardjungle.com. So, talking to you after the UFC London event and after St. Patrick's Day, so if I got a little extra bass in my voice, that's the hangover. But, yeah. So UFC London was one of those cards, and I mentioned it in my recording with Matt Hawkins, if you listen to the last episode, how these cards that people knock before they happen, that there's not too much advertising or fanfare, and then especially when they're on Fight Pass, people are kind of like, meh. They wind up being super exciting. I think there was like almost all finishes on this card. I mean, I know it wasn't all finishes, maybe there was like two or three fights that went to decision. One of them was a little controversial. Could have gone the other way. I think it was Tarion Ware. No. Again, I'm hungover, so my recollection's not that good. But, yeah, it's definitely a good event. If you didn't see it and you have Fight Pass, you could definitely watch the replay. But if you haven't heard by now, Fabricio Werdum looks like he lost a little fire in his engine in the fourth round against Volkov, who was a big dude. There was a lot of, he did a lot of takedowns, and there's a lot of close submissions. But one thing they mentioned that, I don't think I knew it, but Volkov was a training partner of Werdum's when he was preparing to fight Matt Brown, so he kind of was familiar with his game, was able to avoid a lot of his submissions. So definitely, you know, the guard is changing in mixed martial arts. You look at a fight like that, you look at what happened with Brian Ortega and Frankie Edgar and Thug Rose and Joanna, you know, like the guard is changing in MMA. I mean, Joanna's still kind of like the newer era, so that rematch next month will be worth watching. But yeah, if you didn't watch it, and then John Blackowitz and Jimmy Manoa, that's definitely, if you're going to watch any fight, watch that fight. But UFC London Fight Pass, it was in the middle of the day yesterday before I began my St. Patrick's Day festivities. Definitely worth watching. Probably when my mind wakes up a little more, I'll have some pieces out on the outlets I mentioned. But yeah, it was definitely a good fight. Good fights. I watched the whole event, and it was over by like 7:30, 8 o'clock my time on the East Coast. So if you guys are in recovery mode today, it's definitely worth watching if you missed the event yesterday because you're out. So yeah, UFC London, it was a Fight Pass event. Definitely a lot of standout fights. Darren Till, they made the announcement the Liverpool event's coming in May 27th, I believe. So it was a good day. Middle of the day MMA is never bad. Then you get to go out and enjoy your night, and you're not missing anything. So that's pretty much it for the weekend recap. We'll be doing another episode with Matt Hawkins later in the week, and I'll back that up on here, but it's going to be on YouTube and eventually become its own thing. So please tune in, listen, let me know. Feedback, criticism is always welcome. Thanks again for listening. Enjoy your Sunday. Good morning. Today is Saturday, St. Patrick's Day. I'm finishing up a piece for MyMMAnews.com. It's a piece on Anthony Joshua. He commented on whether or not he would fight in MMA. He named, well, he didn't name him, but he described him. Francis Ngannou was the guy he said he'd like, quote, would say would be a good scrap. And but the cool thing about the piece is that I'm writing, the reason why I'm writing it is because, you know, it wasn't in a trash-talking type of manner. It was because he's got a boxing match coming up to unify the titles. He's fighting a WBO champ, Joseph Parker. I believe it's Joseph Parker. I know the last name is Parker. I got to check my notes because I'm having my coffee now, getting ready to start my day and go to jiu-jitsu. But the interesting thing is, it's the last question he was asked, and when he commented on it and mentioned or hinted at Ngannou, he also acknowledged, you know, where he's lacking about submission defense and needing time to prepare and do warm-up fights. And there's a couple other guys that were named in the piece, but when it's published, it'll probably be published later this afternoon at MyMMAnews.com. That's the new outlet that I'm contributing to. Yeah, check that out. Today's UFC Fight Pass, the London event. Former Bellator heavyweight champ Alexander Volkov is fighting former UFC heavyweight champ Fabricio Werdum. If you saw the weigh-ins yesterday, Werdum is a little bit shorter than Volkov, but that doesn't matter then. For Doom's submission skills, all he needs to do is wrap himself around that guy. Plus, he always pulls a rabbit out of his hat standing up, too. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing it. I'll be streaming it on my phone on UFC Fight Pass from whatever bar or pub that I go to. I haven't decided what I'm going to do with the latter part of my day. First part is obviously this, writing and jiu-jitsu, and you know, I like to do good things for my body before I do bad things for it. But as I said, when I put up the podcast that Matt and I are working on, Matt Hawkins, aka the MMA Hawk, follow him on Twitter. You know, I'm going to try to keep these more regular. I do like the new interface at Anchor. I'm still pissed about the phone interview thing because I can't get do my interviews as easily as I used to. But thank God for Google, right? Or thank Google for God. Anyway, you guys enjoy your Saturday. I'll probably record a reaction piece and make that for the next podcast coming for my own podcast this week. But I'm definitely going to try to keep up with Anchor again, as I promised. So I hope you guys, please let me know what you thought of the Catching Up with the Hawk episode. I really need feedback on that. So far, so good. The MMA community likes it. Positive comments on the YouTube channel where we recorded it. So that's on the Blogboard Jungles YouTube channel. Please go check that out. Let me know what you think. Tips, any suggestions, criticisms, it's all welcome. So again, thanks again for listening, and enjoy the fights and enjoy St. Paddy's Day. Be safe, don't drink and drive.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.